All right, this is the right one. The names are different, but this is the right one. I've introduced the presenters. So the session objectives as a whole is to describe conceptual models used to guide the development of the Building Bridges to Fatherhood program. And in doing so, we're also going to discuss implications of having members of the target audience guide the intervention development as the Father Advisory Council. And lastly, we're going to discuss known challenges and best practice for recruitment strategies for African American men and fathers that will facilitate rigorous empirical intervention testing. And the purpose of this session is really to move African American fathers to its rightful place at the center of the family and community by providing strength-based discourse, which is the Building Bridges to Fatherhood program. It is currently being tested as the dedicated African American Dad Study, which we call DADS. The overarching goal of the intervention is really to help African American non-resident fathers remain positively involved in their children's life for a lifetime. And so if we could take a step back for a moment, we'd really like to just kind of explore the history of African American fatherhood, and that history has been hugely impacted by slavery. Slavery shifted fatherhood for African Americans to the margins. And as we come out of slavery into mainstream society, there have been welfare policies that contributed to single mother-headed households and lots of language and discourse surrounding our perceptions of African American fathers. So we've heard things like the deadbeat dad. The way that child support was configured a lot of times caused tension within the African American families and caused more separation than actually helped families stay together and thrive. And I have to just say a little aside. So my dissertation, Dr. Julian was my advisor for the PhD program, and my dissertation was on discourse. So I'm pretty honored that she put discourse of fatherhood into her presentation. And so when we talk about discourse, what we're really talking about is dialogue. We're talking about conversations that people have about a certain phenomena. And in this case, we're talking about African American fathers. And so dialogue surrounding a phenomena, in this case, African American fathers, really becomes a generation of truth. We are producing truth when we start talking about deadbeat dads and African Americans not caring and not being involved. And so when we talk about it on the news, in the newspaper, amongst one another, we are generating knowledge. And this knowledge can be seen over and over and over again in different things that we say as far as assumptions, renaming things, molding belief systems about African American fathers, and also how they begin to feel and believe things about themselves. And so discourse pretty much reinforces beliefs, relationships, and practices, and then shapes policy and practice and becomes the norm. And so discourse is very important to consider when thinking about the role of African American fathers in society. So a little bit on fatherhood discourse. When we think of fatherhood, we think of fathers being breadwinners, protectors, and the head of households. However, when we think about African American non-resident fathers, they have been marginalized. They've been marginalized both in lay and professional literature. They've been depicted as unimportant, uninvolved, irrelevant. When we were looking through the literature, one of the things that we talked about a little bit is when a child is being removed from their mother and how the child welfare system did not necessarily try to find the father when they were looking for placement for the child. Most times, you know, they might be placed with a different family member or they might go into a foster family, and it was really unfortunate to find out that the father wasn't involved in that process at all. So that's an example of them really being depicted as uninvolved and unimportant in their child's lives. In terms of African American fathers and their involvement, they may not reside in the same household, and that piece of it, those challenges, is not considered. Once they're removed from the household or they're not in the household, we really haven't looked at how they might still be involved. And so Dr. Julian, in her development of this study, really was reshaping discourse about African American fathers. And she recently gave a presentation at Rush, and she said, we know the problem already. Let's stop talking about it, and let's do something about it. And so we're going to look at the conceptually sound framework that was developed today, the development and testing, and recruitment and engagement of African American fathers, and dissemination.